Here's your Candy Y Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high near 27. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 12. Warmer on Thursday, lots of sunshine, high near 43. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 25. Sunny on Friday, high near 49. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 29. Saturday, high of 47. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Right now, 18.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, President Trump suggesting the deadline for renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement might need to be extended. Trump said last week a lot of things are hard to negotiate. Mexican presidential election coming up in July. Well, Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said she thinks it was a sensible suggestion from the president, and she said all of us are mindful of the Mexican election. Well, talks of updating the agreement scheduled to conclude by the end of March, but the pace of talks is slow due to some major disagreements. And Trump once again talked about his threat to pull out of the agreement unless some major changes take place. But the president also said he's leaving it a little bit flexible till after those elections. Freeland said they've always felt that adding an artificial deadline wasn't necessary from their standpoint. She thought it was a very constructive proposal, though, from the president. Now, one of the biggest sticking points for the North American Free Trade Agreement is the auto industry. And there seems to be a little more optimism now about the progress after Canada joined Mexico and indicating there may be room for negotiations when it comes to the auto sector. A couple of identified Canadian government officials said their country is preparing new proposals related to automobiles at the negotiations coming up soon in Canada. Mexico also signaled there may be some room for breakthrough in the discussions of the automobile. Canada says they're bringing some new ideas on some of the more contentious U.S. proposals, but they have yet to be identified. Chrystia Freeland again said the three countries are close to agreement on several bread and butter issues within those NAFTA negotiations. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Around here, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Expect the unexpected. And while you're at it, protect yourself too. With multi-peril crop insurance, you can insure your yield or revenue and weatherproof yourself. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A 31-year-old Great Bend man was arrested after sheriff's deputies executed a search warrant at his home. During the investigation, deputies located stolen firearms, drug paraphernalia, and several pounds of explosives. KSN reports that Frederick McNett was booked on several drug charges, possession of stolen property, aggravated endangerment of a child, and criminal use of explosives. He's being held in the Barton County Jail. The state's oldest prison is close to capacity and is in bad condition. The State Finance Committee is scheduled to vote tomorrow on a proposal to build a new prison. KSN reports the proposed project for the Lansing Correctional Facility calls for a lease-to-own agreement, which means a private company would build a new prison and the state would lease the space. Many lawmakers are in agreement that a new prison is needed, but they're not sure the lease-to-own option is the best choice. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, pros, did you know that when you buy in bulk at Lowe's, you can save big? Like when you buy contractor quantities of Hardy Backer cement boards, you can save up to 10%. And that's an everyday savings, too. It's just one of the many services Lowe's offers pros to help put more money toward their bottom line. Plus, you can save time by ordering ahead on lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our pro desk. Learn more about what we can offer your business by stopping in and talking to one of our pro services specialists today.
Pride of the Farm Waters at the top of their game. Years ago, their waters were manufactured with cast iron, but here in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Heated water models will water one animal up to 300 head of fat cattle. Heating bills, well, they can be as low as $15 a year. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Zietlow Distributing, McPherson, Kansas, and Boonville, Missouri, or MFA stores across the Midwest.
Pratt County is one step closer to a new wind farm, although residents are divided on the proposed project. Last night, the County Planning and Zoning Board voted to recommend NextEra's plan to build a second wind farm. The company says the project will create 250 jobs during development and construction. It will take about 40,000 acres and will include more than 100 wind turbines. KSN reports the Pratt County Board of Commissioners will vote on the project February 5th. If approved, the company hopes to have the project completed by November of 2018. Following just one point behind the best place to live in the U.S. in 2018, the Little Apple has just been named the second best place to live. Manhattan ranks second on Livability's annual list of the top 100 best places to live, which factors include demographics, amenities, education, and housing. The Wichita Eagle reports Manhattan is home to Kansas State University. Manhattan scored high in the education category and is among the top 10 best college towns in the country. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A 33-year-old man has been sentenced to 110 to 130 years in prison for killing an Omaha resident. The sentence was handed down yesterday to Jeffrey Loving, who was found guilty of second-degree murder and of a weapons crime. Prosecutors say he shot to death 49-year-old Marshall Washington Jr. in July of 1996. A Lincoln woman has been accused of stealing more than $27,000 of her uncle's Social Security benefits. 52-year-old Don Clover is charged with theft and abuse of a vulnerable adult. Her lawyer told the Lincoln Journal Star, at worst, there's a misunderstanding. A mother in northeast Nebraska has been sentenced for child abuse. The Sioux City Journal reports that Jennifer Korn was given 90 days in jail. In July, officers were sent to the home and they found cockroaches, rotten food, and open bags of trash throughout the house. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. QSD 223 Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn Superintendent Brian Cordell has resigned, effective at the end of a school year, to accept a similar position in New Franklin, Missouri. Cordell has served as superintendent the past 5 years for USD 223 and has served the past 2 years as Hanover K-12 principal. A search for his replacement will begin soon. A preliminary hearing, which was set earlier this month, has been rescheduled for March 5th for two inmates who engineered an escape from the Marshall County Jail October 14. Matson Hatfield and Jeffrey Gunther face charges including attempted first and second degree murder, among others, filed by an assistant Kansas State Attorney General in Marshall County District Court. Inmates who were being held at the Washington and Nemaha County jails were returned earlier this month as cleanup and renovations at the Marshall County Jail were completed. The New Year's baby born at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville arrived January 9th. Cam Catherine Jensen was born to Corey and Brianna Jensen of Hanover. Injury accidents were reported in Marshall County December 24th on U.S. 77. Lorenda Zabatrisky of Blue Rapids slid into the ditch. Her vehicle rolled. She was transported to CMH in Marysville. On January 1st, Marcus Nolan of Manhattan lost control on 5th Road near Ridge Road. His vehicle ended up on its side, and the driver was taken by private vehicle to CMH. Marysville firemen responded to a small fire at Landall Corporation January 2nd and to a UP locomotive on fire January 3rd, a half mile east of 11th Terrace Road. Saturday, January 6th, Hollenburg, Hanover, and Washington Fire Departments responded to a semi-hay trailer on fire at Hanover Avenue and Thunder Roads. An injury accident was reported in Washington County a month ago, December 17th. John Gonzalez of Lincoln, Nebraska, went off the road. His vehicle rolled. He was transported by EMS to Hanover Hospital. Washington County Historical Society will host a program on the Rock Creek Station with their quarterly meeting Thursday evening beginning at 7:30 at FNB Washington. The public is welcome to attend. Barbara J. Campbell, age 79, of Axtell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church, Axtell. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Barbara Campbell. Walter Dub Moore, age 93, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenlee. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Walter Dub Moore.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Lots of sunshine as we head through the forecast through the rest of the work week and even into the beginning of our weekend. We're also looking at temperatures warming up to near and even above normal by the end of the work week, and we'll continue to see those mild temperatures into the beginning of the weekend. And then a developing low pressure system will slide out of the Rockies and work its way across the region. We'll begin to see the clouds move in from the system Saturday night, and we'll have a chance of seeing some rain and then some snow as the system works its way into the area on Sunday and into Sunday night. We are looking at quiet weather returning as we head back into the work week. Taking a more detailed look at our forecast, high and low 30s this afternoon, sunny. Tonight, mainly clear, a low near 12. Warmer on Thursday, lots of sunshine, high near 43. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 25. Meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things.
Average high temperature mid-January, 40 record high on this date, 70 in 1894. The average low 19, the record low 11 below zero in 1888. Sunset this evening 5:26, sunrise in the morning at 7:39.
A sunny January can't turn your evergreen trees ever brown. We'll tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 17th, the 17th day of the year. Comedians Jim Carrey and Steve Harvey share a birthday, and Benjamin Franklin was born on this day in 1706. What many people call winter burn on evergreen trees is actually a case of dehydration, and it's this time of year that trees are most at risk. On sunny January days, branches will thaw and lose moisture. They rapidly refreeze after sundown, but with frozen and roots, the tree can't replace the lost water. The result is a brown evergreen tree by late winter or brown patches on the south or sun-facing side of the tree. The best prevention? Keep direct sunlight off the tree. Burlap screens are commonly used, but any shade will do the trick. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report, online at almanac.com.
The new 2018 Chevrolet and Buick models are available at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the 2018 Chevrolet Equinox, a sporty 2018 Chevrolet Camaro. They have the new 2018 Buick LaCrosse and 2018 Buick Enclave. Test drive a brand new 2018 today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Barry Brown scored 24 points. Dean Wade added 21. And Kansas State frustrated Oklahoma star Trey Young in a game that ended in an 87-69 upset of the fourth-ranked Sooners last night. Young was held to 20 points on 8 of 21 shooting, his fewest since scoring 15 in his college debut. He also was 2 of 10 from the three-point line and committed 12 turnovers against 6 assists. It was the Wildcats' first win against a ranked team in 4 tries this season, and their first win with over a top 5 team since beating the then number 1 Sooners 2 years ago. Kansas State could have cowered after its 73-72 loss to the Jayhawks last weekend, but instead they rose to the occasion. Up next for K-State, they'll square off against number 24 TCU on Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right, less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates, yes. Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Royals pitcher Danny Duffy has pleaded guilty to driving under the influence in a Kansas City suburb and has been placed on a year's probation. Overland Park spokesman Sean Arelli says Duffy entered the plea last week and will pay $1,220 in fines and court fees. Duffy must report to a probation officer once a month and will be subject to random breath, urine, or blood screenings. An Arkansas community college will investigate allegations that fans attending basketball games yelled racial slurs toward black players on the opposing team from Kansas. The president of the North Arkansas College says the school is investigating. He says if the allegations are true, the school will take action to ensure it doesn't happen again. The Arkansas College's basketball teams played Labette Community College last week in Harrison. The Northern Arkansas city has a history linked to white supremacy. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday basketball games were rescheduled for Wednesday in area tournament play in the Twin Valley League at Onega. Girls consolation on Wednesday at 5:30. Washington County meets Onega. Troy faces Wetmore. In the boys consolation at 7 Wednesday, Blue Valley meets Troy and Frankfort takes on Onega. Thunder Classic tips off in Seneca. Marysville faces St. Mary's at 6:30 Tuesday evening. Live coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Thunder Classic tips off at Nemahal Central High School in Seneca this afternoon as second seed Silver Lake faces 7th seed Horton at 3:30. Third seed Jackson Heights meets 6th seed Falls City at 5. 4th seed Marysville and 5th seed St. Mary's tip off at 6:30 this evening. Top seed Nemahal Central will host 8th seed Hiawatha this evening at 8. Again, live continuing coverage of Marysville High games and the Thunder Classic on AM 1570, FM 94.1 this week.
Wildcat fans, K-State men's basketball hosts Georgia Saturday, January 27th in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Tickets start at less than $20 with a Wildcat 4-pack, and be sure to purchase your official purple or white shirt as we stripe out Bramlage for Coaches versus Cancer. Reserve your seats today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Be there as the Wildcats host the Bulldogs in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Go Cats!
There will be a farm machinery auction for R&R Souther Farms Saturday, January 20th. Sale begins at noon from the junction of Highway 99 and Highway 16, south end of Blaine. Go 2.5 miles west on Highway 16 to Knight Road, then north to Davis Road and just west. Selling tractors and loaders, including a 1990 John Deere 8760 4x4, 2003 2-way 12-foot dozer blade, 96 John Deere 8100 front-wheel assist tractor, 95 John Deere 7800 front-wheel assist tractor, 93 John Deere 7800 front wheel assist tractor, 1980 John Deere 4040 tractor with cab. They will also sell combines, headers, and trailers, including a 2006 John Deere 9760 combine, 630 30 foot flex header, a 1998 John Deere 9610 contour master combine, and a master flex header. They will be selling machinery items, sprayers, haying equipment, anhydrous applicator, tillage and other machinery, a gator, pickups, trucks, and a trailers, plus miscellaneous. These are good quality items. They've been kept in excellent maintenance and most have been shedded. This farm machinery auction for R&R Souther Farms Saturday, January 20th. Sale begins at 12 noon and will be held from the south end of Blaine, 2.5 miles west on Highway 16 to Knight Road, north to Davis Road, then just west. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Consider adding one or more of the 12 2018 All-America Selections National Winners to your landscape this year. These plants are tested nationally and judged on their outstanding attributes for backyard gardeners like you. We will cover a few winners each week. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Zinnias are a longtime favorite. Easy to start from seed, great for pollinators, long-lasting cut flowers, and season-long bloom. Queenie Lime has large dahlia-like flowers on compact 1.5 to 2 foot tall plants. The flowers have shades of lime, yellow, peach, salmon, and orange. Marigolds are the other traditional favorite. So many of us have started from seed right in the garden. The 2018 winner, Superhero Spry, has dark maroon lower petals topped with golden petals and green leaves. These beauties bloom earlier than most French marigolds and require no deadheading. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
This lookout sees an average of 237 days of fog each year. But on a clear day, you can see up to 130 miles. It's a place that draws huge crowds in the summer and a place that sets some chilly records in the winter. We go there on today's edition of the American Countryside.
You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. In Venice, we'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today.
Brian Clark is a meteorologist with the most unique place to go to work.
It's not nearly the tallest mountain in the country, but we're very well known for having extreme weather, more extreme on the whole than you might see on mountains 2-3 times our size.
Clark is speaking of the Mount Washington Observatory, home to some of the wildest weather on Earth.
On any given winter day, we could see winds exceeding hurricane force, blowing snow, freezing fog, snow falling. All these different factors just add up to make some very extreme weather.
That leads one to ask, why do you want to be up here in the middle of the winter?
We've been told we're a little different, the people that work up here. We love it. We love the extremes, and that's what we live for. And we look forward to those days when it's 30 below and blowing 100, and people think we're crazy for that, rightfully so.
In the summer, you can drive the Mount Washington Auto Road to the summit, but in the winter, it's not as if Brian can just get away from the weather on a whim.
We're here for a week at a time, so this is not just where I work. It's also my home for 1 week at a time from Wednesday to Wednesday. And then I have a week off, and we repeat that schedule year-round, regardless of the season.
In the summer, you can take the road to the summit and the observatory. Not so in winter.
Parts of the Mount Washington Auto Road are covered in up to 10 to 20 feet of snow by the end of the winter. So we use a snow tractor, which is essentially what you'd see grooming the slopes at a ski area.
We'll have more from the summit next time as we travel the countryside at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. I'm Andrew McRae.
Having a homegrown vegetable business starts before the first seed goes in the ground. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Good planning now is the most critical part of your success as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where your understanding of agriculture can grow beyond your wildest expectations. You'll be challenged to think differently about how you farm. You'll be among the first to see the newest ideas, equipment, and innovation. And you'll be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused convention and trade show. Commodity Classic, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st in Anaheim, California. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. see the latest inspired shot from our readers, or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Anyone can put seeds in the ground and grow a lot of food, but if you don't know what you're going to do with it, it can be a problem. Market plans, production plans, and work plans are critical when you sell fresh produce. Susan Utes of Solon, Iowa, has been growing vegetables for a CSA, or Community Supported Agriculture Program, for 20 years. She says the more organized you are in January, the better the rest of the year will go. Start by poring over last year's records.
I have harvest and yield data. We have workers who work on our farm. We have timesheets. We look at that to see where the workload was and what I need to change. We have planting plans. We have very detailed planting plans. Crop rotation is a part of it. Cover crop data. Everybody needs to have a business plan and know what your goals are and what those needs are for your family.
Have a production plan for your markets. What do your customers like and how much do you need to produce to meet those needs? Carmen Black works on the farm with Utes. She says a planting diagram and schedule is critical because the challenge is to have a high quality product when you need it throughout the growing season.
Some important things here is that we have the distance apart in the row, number of days to harvest from transplant, and then different dates here in our target harvest date. So these are just things when you're making your own planting plans that you might want to have on there, things to think through.
This is also the time to order seeds from those big, beautiful seed catalogs you're getting in the mail. Ute says if you sit down with those catalogs and don't have a plan, you can spend a lot of money on seeds that will just sit in the cupboard. Find more tips for vegetable production planning at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegranitememorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well-remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well-remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
will be a farm machinery auction for R&R Souther Farms. Saturday, January 20th, sale begins at noon. From the junction of Highway 99 and Highway 16, south end of Blaine, go 2.5 miles west on Highway 16 to Knight Road, then north to Davis Road, and just west. Selling tractors and loaders, including a 1990 John Deere 8760 4x4, 2003 2-way 12-foot dozer blade, 96 John Deere 8100 front-wheel assist tractor, 95 John Deere 7800 front-wheel assist tractor, 93 John Deere 7800 front-wheel assist tractor, 1980 John Deere 4040 tractor with cab. They will also sell combines, headers, and trailers, including a 2006 John Deere 9760 combine, 630 30-foot flex header, a 1998 John Deere 9610 contour master combine, and a master flex header. They will be selling machinery items, sprayers, haying equipment, anhydrous applicator, tillage and other machinery, a gator, pickups, trucks, and a trailers, plus miscellaneous. These are good quality items. They've been kept in excellent maintenance, and most have been shedded. This farm machinery auction for R&R Souther Farms, Saturday, January 20th, sale begins at 12 noon, and will be held from the south end of Blaine, 2.5 miles west on Highway 16 to Knight Road, north to Davis Road, then just west. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
An ag banker says farmers can no longer be content to mind their own business because too many others are trying to mind it for them. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Lynn Paulson heads the Agricultural Lending Department at Bell Bank in Fargo, North Dakota. He was quoted in a local magazine saying he sees a barrier between the farming community and the non-farming community.
My point was that farmers need to do a better job explaining how their food is produced, how safely, and consumers need to get educated as well. So many consumers get their information from blogs or social media, and you know, whether it's real or perceived, it doesn't matter. Perception is reality to them. So we need to bridge that gap.
Paulson says farmers need to stop avoiding the public discussion about food and farming.
Non-GMO organic, if you like that and you believe in it, and if you want to spend the money for it, well, there's embedded opportunities for people who do that. But I don't want their choices to be my choices. I like my food cheap and plentiful, and I believe in GMO, I believe in science and that type of thing. So if I want that, I should be able to get that and not feel guilty about it.
More tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A complete overhaul of the American Agriculture Guest Worker Program, a major part of a House plan to fix the immigration status of young people involved in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. That program currently tied up in an immigration reform battle on Capitol Hill. Virginia Congressman Bob Goodlatte and three other Republicans introduced the Securing America's Futures Act. The bill has several provisions in it, including an end to the green card program, and claims it could reduce overall immigration by 25% of the year. At the same time, the bill increases visas for skilled workers as well as agriculture workers. The bill would also scrap the current H-2A program and replace it with a new one called H-2C. That would allow American farmers to bring in 410,000 foreign workers for farm jobs, as well as 40,000 workers for meatpacking jobs. The number of visas will increase each year, which means farmers will be able to bring in 1.3 million foreign workers in farming and related industries. Well, a provision in the overhaul U.S. tax code had some unintended negative side effects on certain agribusinesses. The provision gives producers a chance to cut down on their taxable income if they sell commodities to agriculture cooperatives. It appears that farmer-owned co-ops like CHS came out ahead of other agribusinesses like Cargill and ADM. The Republicans who crafted the part of the bill, John Thune of South Dakota and John Hovind of North Dakota, both say they were trying to preserve an important provision from the previous tax code and that the outcome for co-ops was not intentional. They're now working with other lawmakers and officials from the ag industry to find reasonable solutions. USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Greg Ibaugh said the aim of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was to spur economic growth across America, including agriculture. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We continue with mixed numbers in the futures markets on Wednesday. March corn up 4.5 at 352 and 3/4. May corn up 4 at 360 and 3/4. March Kansas City wheat up 3 and 3/4 at 425 and 3/4. May up 3 and 3/4 at 439 and a quarter. Soybeans not so lucky. March beans down 1.25 currently at 966 and 3/4. May beans down 1.75 at 977 and 3/4. Later months are all down by 1.5, 2 cents. March soybean meal is up a dime at 322.90. Most of the later months are unchanged. March soy oil is down 28 points at 32.51. And we continue with mixed numbers in livestock, with the hogs being a little bit problematic, but cattle on quite a rally now. In fact, February live cattle up $3 at 121.10. April up 267 at 123.05. Later months are all up by over $2, so a very strong move for live cattle. January feeder cattle up 325 at 148.85. March feeders up 327 at 147.17. So a very strong mid-afternoon for feeder cattle as well. Hogs, as we pointed out, seem to be the sticking point. February hogs down 112 at 72.75. April hogs down 52 at 75.62. So while cattle are on quite a rally, hogs continue to be problematic. Cotton is gaining back some of the losses of Tuesday. March cotton is up 56 points at 81.99. May cotton up 58 points at 82.25. So some nice positives for cotton here in the middle of the week. February crude oil is up 31 cents at 64.04. March crude is currently up 34 cents at 64.01. And the United States dollar index is down 0.026 at 90.12. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
It's the most wonderful time of the year in the Little Apple. Take a break from the stress this holiday season and pamper yourself with a stay at the fabulous Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan, right across from Maggieville. Now through January 18th, visit BluemontHotel.com and enter discount code HOLS for rates starting as low as $89 per night. Does not apply to New Year's Eve. For that holiday fun that'll keep you on the nice list, visit BluemontHotel.com. Discount code HOLS.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. We have seen the horror of forest fires and the aftermath. Well, work is being done to cut back on forest fire activity, and I'll talk about it after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
It seems like day after day this winter, as we settle down to watch television news, news, we saw flaming forest fires, particularly in California. And now following the forest fires, we're watching the flooding and the mudslides coming about because there is no vegetation at soil level to keep the water in place and to keep it from flooding and causing those destructive mudslides. It's a costly event to take care of a forest fire and get it under control, but the U.S. Department of Agriculture with the U.S. Forest Service is working on it. The agency will invest nearly $32 million this year to mitigate wildfire risk, to improve water quality, and to restore healthy forest ecosystems in 24 states and Puerto Rico. Since 2014, USDA has invested $176 million in 56 Joint Chiefs Landscape Restoration Partnership projects. Those projects focus on areas where public forests and grasslands intersect with privately owned lands. And according to Forest Service Chief Tony Took, wildfires are a serious and ongoing threat to forests and communities alike, as we've seen in California and throughout the nation this past year. Through these Joint Chief projects, USDA will be working with local partners in high-risk project areas to control invasive species, to install fire breaks, and to implement other targeted forest management practices to help mitigate the risk of widespread wildfires. Back with the final word after this message.
When you need tires, stop by your Farmers Cooperative, Mr. Tire Branch, for the best value in tires. You see, our everyday prices often beat our competitors' special sale price. Plus, we offer free mounting, balancing, tire rotation, valve stems, and road hazard on quality tires. Don't be misled by so-called sale prices. Stop by your Farmers Cooperative Mr. Tire Branch today for the best deal on quality tires.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Forests are just like crops. They have to be managed, and that they are by the USDA. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Finally, a crop insurance that covers input costs. This is Tammy with Alliance Insurance, and yes, you heard it right. Production Cost Insurance, also known as PCI, does just that. It covers your direct input cost dollar for dollar for increasing your coverage as you apply seed, fertilizer, and chemicals during the growing season. It allows you to sleep soundly knowing your input costs are covered should the markets not cooperate. Alliance Insurance is very excited to offer this revolutionary new coverage to our area, and we're ready to work with you on getting a free quote. Call us today at 562-2393 for all your insurance needs.
A perennial forage crop for livestock makes tasty grain. Research is underway to feed this perennial grain to humans on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is where America's best farmers come to get even better, and thousands of them will be headed to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st to experience the latest innovation, education, and inspiration that are changing agriculture. And this year, Commodity Classic is on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so you can tack on a weekend on either end, or both, for a little R&R. Enjoy some serious farmer time in Anaheim at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Every year, a wheat crop is planted, it grows, is harvested, and then dies, leaving several months of bare soil on the land. Plant breeders at the Land Institute are developing intermediate wheatgrass, which has been used as a forage or as an alternative grain crop. It can be milled into flour, and the products are being sold under the trade name Kernza. Lee DeHaan is the lead scientist for Kernza domestication with the Land Institute. He says besides opportunities for grain, the perennial plant also does a lot for the soil.
Kernza is a crop that we can plant once and then have it live for many years, and it will be green whenever it's not frozen.
spring, summer, even winter here in Kansas, it stays green and it can be taking up available nutrients and it holds onto the soil. So root growing in the soil, hold it against erosion and protect that soil. Even build soil carbon.
It's not considered an alternative to wheat just yet, but DeHaan says food manufacturers are experimenting with Kernza.
It's a very tiny specialty crop, but we are seeing it substituted for wheat and recipes. So bread and muffin and cookies and pancakes. Beer is a big one that's being explored. All of these are good uses for the grain where humans can eat it directly and explore the new taste options they have available there.
DeHaan says more research has to be done, including yield, seed size, and grain quality. A handful of farmers are now producing and selling Kernza grain, but it will be another 5 to 10 years before the seed is widely available. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the possibilities for this new grain at agriculture.com.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel, with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Could viruses be transferred around the globe by the import of feedstuffs from foreign countries? Dr. Scott D. of Pipestone Veterinary Clinic in Minnesota talks about a study that was carried out by Pipestone Veterinary Services, South Dakota State University, and Kansas State University.
We tried to see if viruses could live across the ocean if they were in the right feed ingredient. It looks like certain viruses live very well in feed, and they can survive simulated journeys across land and across sea. So potentially, viruses like PED may have entered the country from China through feed.
Prior to the last porcine epidemic diarrhea outbreak in the United States, it was seen in China, and Chinese products were arriving in ports. They started to connect the dots.
Our group does quite a bit of work in China, and so they saw PED before PED came to the U.S., and they also noticed that Chinese products were at our local mills. And they started putting two and two together whether there could be a chance that that virus could have come to the United States through contaminated feed. And so we started setting up an experiment to test that in the laboratory with PED, and now we've expanded it across 11 other viruses.
He says their research shows a virus can stay alive as much as 37 days in transport. And he says the idea of viruses being able to be transported this way is new.
And it hasn't been discussed before, and now we've got objective data to say maybe we ought to talk about it.
He says this study is just the base. Stakeholders are just starting to look at what their options are.
We're having a lot of conversations with USDA and some key stakeholder groups, Pork Producers Council. Make sure everybody's aware of it, and then we can start working together.
The ability of feedstuffs exported out of one country into another country able to carry viruses. That's Dr. Scott D. of the Pipestone Veterinary Clinic in Minnesota. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hello, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mel Hamilton Ford, coming to you from the Big Corn of 119th and West Kellogg. Are you in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Look no further. We've got you covered. With over 1,100 vehicles in stock, I'm sure we'll find the perfect vehicle to fit your wants, needs, and most importantly, your budget. Is your vehicle in need of service? Let our certified trained staff help you with all your needs, from tires, brakes, and batteries to oil changes. Call today or stop by or visit us online at mhford.com. At Mel Hamilton Ford, we care before, during, and after the sale, and that's the Mel.